sure that you can come into alignment without trying to please everyone else. There's another thing that he has come to teach, and that is, and there are a lot of people coming forth with a variety of what the world wants to call diminished capacity that are supreme in their alignment. And the reason that they are coming in such numbers in this time of awakening, in this time of coming to understand, is because more and more, as your world becomes more controlling, determined to control the details, determined to do the impossible, as individuals in that mindset, you get more and more out of balance. The more you try to control what you can't control and what is none of your business to control, the more out of balance you get and the more diminished your experience is. So many, like your son, are coming forth to say, you cannot corral me and hammer this square peg that is me into your round hole. I am non-conformable. You can't get big enough or strong enough or make enough rules or make enough laws to make me be, hear this, the way you need me to be so that you can feel better. It's not my job to be the way you need me to be so that you can feel better. It's your job to feel better as I be. And it's not just for you to have that experience. It's for anyone who comes into contact with him. In other words, there are a lot of people who, and Esther has been one most of her life, who so enjoys the upliftment of others that she would stand on her head in any number of ways. She speaks for dead people for you, for heaven's sake. She teased Jerry about that. She said, I thought I would do anything for you, but Abraham is just way too far. Just because you have never-ending questions, I never thought I would go this far. But someone who is trying to please, trying to please, trying to please, trying to, seeing themselves being held as the object of someone else's attention, and then wanting to be the reason that this one feels better, so doing everything that they can do to help this one feel better, while it seems like a genuine thing to do, it seems like the right thing to do, it seems like the proper thing to do by a lot of religious standards or parental guidance control standards, it seems like the right thing to do. There really isn't anything more disempowering than you could do for your parent than to put them in the position where they don't have to do any work to maintain their alignment. And the thing that all children discover is that they cannot be perfect enough to keep their parents in balance. And there are so many children who are suffering today because they thought it was their job to keep their parents happy and they didn't realize how many other factors in their parents' life were getting them out of balance. And so when their parents were out of balance and beating them or ignoring them or not loving them, they took it personally because they were trying so hard to do something that no one should do for another. It is everyone's inside personal job to close their gap, to maintain their alignment, to get into their vortex. And so children like your son come forth to say, I will be who I be, and you can deal with it in whatever way you want to, but I'm joyful. And that brings us all the way around. That could be the first thing you put on your focus wheel. Yes. In other words, if there were anything that were severe enough that it was putting him out of balance, he would let you know about it. And the fact that you're not getting any of that feedback from him means you really don't have the problem that you came here to talk to us about relative to the care of your son. Thank you. We think that if he went to the trouble to come forth with this variety of amazing differences for the purpose of uplifting to the world into a whole new paradigm of consciousness, we think he can deal with a little food on his clothes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, there's two. Yes, forward. Yes.
Greetings. First of all, I wanted to once again thank Jerry for his continuing asking. I really appreciate the fact that you continue to ask to bring Abraham and that
we
Esther.
Do as well. We do as well.
Thank you. My question has to do, I want you to play a little bit with me because I've been having